Hello. Okay, today's shiur is going to be an experiment. Up until now, I've been giving shiurim where we take a little time out to do a meditation at the end, or maybe the beginning. Not necessarily directly connected to the content of the shiur. This time we're going to make the whole shiur one big meditation, so to speak. Meditation is not the best word all the time. It's a contemplative practice where a person uses his, it's a thinking process, a way of thinking. So contemplative practice or meditation, you could call using your mind in a very left brain trained way, say to analyze a Gemara with focus. That's also contemplative practice or a form of meditation. And then another type of thought process, maybe you're brainstorming an expansive, more expansive process. I think when we say meditation, people are more assuming that it's one of the practices of learning how to still one's mind, or to fill it with one thing in particular, or to learn how to focus attention. And really, when you think about it, all these processes are a type of attention focus. In any case, one of the big famous widespread type of meditation now is called mindfulness, and it's a basic contemplative practice, and it's being spread from the East, and it's been taken by many different psychologists, most of them Jewish, and they've adapted it to be for medicinal or psychotherapeutic applications. So these are just processes, though, not necessarily spiritual in the sense of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to Hashem. And originally, some of the techniques were still being used for Avodah Zarah. But I think when they've been gekashered to the extent that they're just klipas noiga at this point, so we can certainly use them for kedusha, especially since all these practices, similar practices, and types of techniques have certainly been used in Yiddishkeit and have been brought back to the awareness of people by Hasidus in different forms, both in Chabad and Pia Setzner, and how we ever end up hearing about it. But for reasons that won't be explained in this year, because it could probably take a couple shiurim, these practices have not been widespread and not been known about by general Klal Yisrael. But it seems that there's more of an awareness in the whole world, and also Klal Yisrael, of these types of techniques. So the thing is, mindfulness is about focusing on the present moment and your present reality, as opposed to what you think about, past or future. And actually, this week's Parsha, we have an Aderes Eliyahu, that would be the Gra, who has. So the pasuk says, in Dvarim Shoftim, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, Tamim Tia Im Hashem Aleikecha. Everybody's heard this. Tamim is a lashon of being complete or whole or simple. All of these tied into the concept of Yichud in general, of being like Hashem, in the sense that Hashem is simple and whole. So we want to be simple and whole also. In any case, Unkelis interestingly says, just to be perfect in your fear of Hashem, or complete in your fear. But look at Rashi, in Yod Gimel. So he says, Tam mitiyem Hashem aleikecha, his alich imoy b'tmimus. You should go with him in, with simplicity. V'titzapaloi, and to expect him, desire him, wait for him. V'loi hope for him. V'loi sachar achar esidois. And not to investigate or to not be involved in what the future may hold. That shouldn't be on your mind. Ela kol ma sheyova elecha kabel b'tzmimus. Rather, everything that should come to you, you should accept it with simplicity, wholeness. Ve'az tiye imoy ulechalkoi. And then you'll be with him and he'll be your portion. So that itself could simply be understood. If you're complete with Hashem, so then you'll be with him, so to speak, on his side. He'll be your chelik. Okay, but look at this. So the Gross says on this, and the Reim says what he says, not exactly like the Gro. You could see in Sifsei Chachamim. But I think it could be that the Gro is saying that he's saying this on his own, that it's similar to the Rashi, but different. And because he says at the end, V'ayin v'Rashi, look in Rashi. But I'm not sure if he means that Rashi is on the same lines, or he's expounding on Rashi. He's definitely using the same words, but here he goes. Tamim tia, some of the same words. Sheloi sachor ala asidus, that you shouldn't be investigating the future. Ela tamim tia, you should be tamim. I want to add that he focuses on the future, but the Rashi is really focusing on the past as well, of not dwelling on the past, because he says to accept the past. So that means to move on and not to be focusing on the past anymore. Ela tamim, and that's being whole, tia, and simple. Ukishatia tamim, tia im Hashem alekecha. Then you'll be with Hashem. Then you're capable of being with Hashem. So it is he is explaining Rashi in a certain way. The Reim says slightly different. But the point is, from here you see that in order to be capable of being with Hashem, so to speak, then you can't be focusing on the future, and you can't be focusing on the past. And the way I explain it is, Al Pi the Baal Shem Tov, the way we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way he communicates with us is only through our environment and in the olam that we live. Of course, through Torah that we learn, and from Talmid Chachamim that we're Mishamish, but that's all part of our Olam, and what's interacting with us in our Olam. And when we're thinking about the future, we've put our Neshama, like the Baal Shem Tov says, wherever your Neshama and your Machshavas are, that's where you are. So if you're thinking about the future and what could be and what might be and what you're going to prevent or what you're going to make happen, so you are in a world of your own making. Your neshama and your machshava and your seichel is not present. It's not in the olam that Hashem put you in. It's in an olam of dimyon and sheker that you've created and you've put yourself in. And also, the same thing's true of the past, if you're focusing on the past. Because you're not in the actual past. You're in the way you perceive the past, the way you're currently perceiving the past. It's not actual reality. It's a impression of reality which you are focusing on in a particular way. So neither of those are reality. So the only way, the Gross saying, to be with Hashem is to be right here, right now, with yourself and with him. There's no other place. And by the way, this is true for any relationship, of course. If you're thinking about whatever it is, the meeting you're going to have, or what you need to do, or paying the bills, or somebody offended you, or whatever it is, while you're sitting and speaking with your friend, or your child, or your spouse, then obviously you're not present with them and you're not in relationship. So in order to be with Hashem, you have to be present. So present tools to be in the present are inherently useful in Ruchnius for that purpose. So even without using our knowledge of Yichud Hashem to bring that koyach, and as the Tanya says, the Baal HaTanya says repeatedly, that by being mispoinen on the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's moilid avon yira. That by thinking about the greatness of Hashem, it brings through avon yira to you. It reveals that. And it would seem that since the majority of what the Baal HaTanya talks about is Yichud Hashem, and explaining Yichud Hashem, and as the Mittler Rebbe says at the beginning of Imrei Bina, is very clear that this is the main goal of all of his father's Torah. So I would think, and there are other Sfarim also that refer to this as the being in touch with Yichud Hashem is what is Maila this Avan Yira, this is spyless. That's from the Levi Strasheller. So from the Strasheller also says this. So it seemed to me that godless must be referring also to the aspect of, even though godless in general, we're talking about more chesed and its expansion, but it could be that he's also referring to Yichud in general, because Yichud is beyond everything. Yichud is, in order for everything to be one, it comes from a higher source. And Hashem expresses the ultimate Yichud in that sense. So I would say that also that's Moilid the Avan Yira, this Yichud. So what we're going to do here is an experiment. First, I'm going to do a simple mindfulness, so to speak, exercise. It's a practice of grounding and being present, which is done even as a medical exercise. And we're going to do that and have experience that experience, whatever works for you in that. Whatever you experience in that is good. And from that, I'm going to continue giving a shiur from the Yosher Divrei Emes. I'm going to learn a few small passages of the Yosher Divrei Emes, who's actually describing a type of, call it walking meditation or awareness of Yichud Hashem. And then we're going to go back and try to do another meditation. With this time, we're going to incorporate and include some of the things that we learned from the Yosher Divrei Emes and see how different that is. So this is an experiment that we're going to do together. I haven't done this yet in this fashion. So here we go. Number one, everybody can sit up straight in your chair. Feet on the floor, grounded, relax. You can focus on a spot in the wall or wherever, or you can have your eyes closed. And bring your attention to your breathing. Doesn't have to be any particular breathing. You can just let it in and out as you normally do. Just notice. Be aware that you're breathing. Bring your attention to some of the sensations in your body that you're aware of, that you can feel. Your feet on the floor, how they're touching the floor. Your the air on your skin. You can bring your attention to things you can hear. I think there's some background buzz on this recording. Some fuzz. Sound of your breathing, the sound of the... Maybe my phone will ring at any time. Could be. But the current sounds that you hear. Bring your attention to some of the things you can see. Maybe if you look around, there's a particular color. If you don't want to do that, your eyes are closed. My eyes are closed. I can see small pink spots. I can see veins of blue and black. Shifting patterns. Now bring your attention to how you're feeling. Bored, impatient, happy, relaxed. What is that feeling that you're feeling? Just name it. Bring your attention to the thoughts in your head. What are you thinking? You're not thinking anything, you're just listening, that's fine. If you're thinking about something that's preoccupying you, something you wish you'd finish, just be aware of that. Maybe you really should be doing something else, you're in a rush. Whatever thoughts are coming to your mind, just acknowledge them. Again, back to your body, sitting in your chair, your body in your chair. Be aware that you're able to put your attention on that body. Be aware that you are observing your body. And be aware that you can observe your feelings and your thoughts. And you're in touch with a part of yourself that is not your body or your feelings or your thoughts when you observe those things. Okay, and in a few moments, you're going to come back, open your eyes, and you're going to stretch. Being fully present here. And being fully present here, we're going to look at some of what the Yosher Divrei Emes has to say. He's a Talmud of the Magid. And he discusses the concept of Yichud Hashem and how to use that to have dveikus with a Kadosh Baruch, to be with Hashem. So let's see what he says. First, actually, he speaks about how in order to really be close to Hashem, you need to do a Sur Meirah, to be away from from bad things. He said, only through being away from bad things are you able to truly be zoiche to dveikus and connection with good things as a schus. But you can get a little bit even now, because in this moment we are choosing to avoid bad things and to learn Torah and to try to do things that help us get close to Hashem. So we're mekayim in a small way what he focuses on for at least 11 prakim, okay, of how to stay away from bad. Okay, so let's see what he says. He says, "V'ikar hadveikus shal yedei zeh yakabel Hashem." This is in Ois Yud Aleph of Yosha Divrei Emes. V'ikar. So if you want to look along in your art scroll, Yosha Divrei Emes, it's in Yud Aleph. "V'ikar hadveikus shal yedei zeh yakabel Hashem isbarach nachas meitanu." What's the main dveikus, connection with Hashem, that Hashem gets pleasure from us out of? Who, or nachas, who im al yedei kol ma shedibarnu me'archok asara mistabek b'toiv? So, like he said, if through everything that we spoke about of staying away from bad, so we're going to cling to good, what is that? Dehainu shenekayim shavisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. That we should be mekayim. The pasuk of Shavisi Hashem LeNegdi Tamid, it's mentioned at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah mentions that the derech of tzaddikim is to focus that the fact that Hashem is opposite you all the time. And over there, it's mentioned, I think he quotes the Arizal, who says that the idea is to have Yudke Vavke in front of you at all times. But the Baal Shem Tov talks about this way more, that he's about to say. V'nargal atzmeinu. Not that they're exclusive, but this is his focus. V'nargal ba'atzmeinu b'midas emuna. So that we should accustom ourselves in the midah of emuna. Lahamin b'chol eis shenuchal. To believe at all times that we can. Shashem yisbarach meloi chol ha'arz kvoidoi v'les asur ponimine. To believe that Hashem fills the world and there is no other, there's no space empty from him. Ki davar gashmi eina maynei amokan ledavar ruchni ki yadua b'chush. Because a physical object does not prevent a spiritual aspect from being there. Because we know that. We can experience that. V'yidei zeh tipol aleinu yiras Hashem yisbar kol echad lefi shir lefi yazman v'amokam. And then everyone will have a fear of Hashem according to their level. And through this yira, we'll be able to come to real humility. To become as nothing, to become nullified before the force of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem. So this yira is kind of a constant awareness of Hashem, and that's the dveikus, is this constant awareness of Hashem. He's going to describe what this awareness is. Ki be'emes yedata mashakosuv b'shlo. You know what it says in the Shlo. It's in Asara Mamoros Maimarishan Oishei. Al posuk, or Perek Hei. Al posuk v'yedata yom v'shavoyse elu v'vecho. And you should know today, and you should bring that back to your heart. Ki Hashem hu elokim ein oy. In the heavens above, it says V'goymer. Heavens above and the world below, ain oid. There's nobody else. There's nothing else. V'kasa she'ain mitzayin alamer she'ain oid elohim zulasoi. It's not there's no other God besides him. Kizet ain tzarech loymer. We know that there's no other God besides him. Rak she'ritzayin loymer she'ain oid ba'oilam shum mitziya zulas mitziyosoi yisparach shemay. What is it trying to tell you? There is nothing, there is no existence in this world except for his existence. Ki aloi kol hanimtzayim hayu koinam abriya b'koichai. Because all created beings existed in potential within him before they were created. V'hu hetzel koichaisav uvar alehem levushim ruchanim megashmu. And he emanated his power, and he created them as vestments, different vestments of spiritual and physical aspects. Okay? Now, this is so not simple, but we're trying to simplify this in just the raw understanding that even though it seems that it's not possible that there's no existence of Hashem besides Hashem in the world, even though we perceive other than that, but that's just our perception, and really there is nothing else besides Hashem. And here's, he's going to give a little, it's almost an analogy, it's an explanation, but it's touching on it. V'kechasa mechai kulam. So Hashem is giving life to everything. V'alodom, t'haynu im yashuvel mekayim kekaynam abrida. Without Hashem emanating and giving energy, and everything returns to the way it was before creation, eino levushim erichanim v'achamarim shum metzias klal. So none of these vestments or levushim is kind of, it's a funny way, membranes, the things that are on the outside, that they are an extension, okay? They don't have any real existence. They, if Hashem would return the universe to the way it was before, it would have no, within him, it would have no existence. K'moy shaloi hayu koydem abriyah. Just, they would have no existence just like they didn't before the creation. V'niskav Hashem levadai. And Hashem is beyond, he is above and beyond everything by himself. Then he gives a number of different analogies for things in the Torah that are kind of as if they happened. Even though this is, if you know, if I had explained the Yavamas, it would be even more of a stretch, so I'm not going to. But he says, V'chol ha'roi levila. When you have a mincha and you put the oil in the flour, since it's already in a state where it could be mixed, so it's as if it's already done. It's already mixed. The truth is, that's the halacha. It's already done. But, okay. V'aymed le'asleis ke'asli dami. And something that is about to be done, it's as if it's done. K'mevar be'gamar be'kam edvarim. It says something, it's as if it's done. If it's ready to be done, it's almost done, it's as if it's done. There's a concept of shtar chayv ayman ligvais, that a shtar chayv, why can't I remember what it, how would you say that in English? It's a document for collections. It's a collections document, like a check. And it can be collected immediately. It's as if it's collected. Anavdim ha'edim libatzer, and also grapes already ready to be harvested, or as if they harvested. Okay, imkein rei b'chol eis, the concept is there are things that are almost done, it's like they're done. B'chol eis b'yad Hashem yisbarach v'retzoyni l'hashiv ha'dover k'rishoni v'yuhu levadoi. At any time, Hashem can just return everything to the way it was. As imkein ein ba'olam oid zulas hu v'koychasov. If so, there's nothing in the world besides his koiches, because that's what it is. Like, as soon as he exercises a koiches, it's like it happened already, because it can happen any time. Shem Echad. And his koiches and him are the same. There's no differentiation, Hashem, the concept of Yichud Hashem. Uvilti zeh ein metzias. So without this, there's no metzias. Without Hashem, without Hashem giving existence, there is no existence. Afshin yirashiyesh devar mecher. Oh no, I'm sorry. Besides Hashem and his Christ, there is no exterior. And he says, Afshanir Shesh Devar Machim, even though it looks like there's other stuff. Hakol hu mitziyusai v'koychasov. V'ayin sham b'shlom esach l'shvuas v'havi. So I think this concept of if it's almost done, or it's potentially, has the immediate potential to be done, it's like it's done, is just a way of getting us to get that feel, because in an intellectual level, it can make sense to us. But it's way more than that. Really, it's just that everything is him, and that we have this perception. And if we had higher perception, we'd see that we don't really exist. However, that's obviously something that's not within our realm of understanding, because we're in the perception that we do exist. This is a very hard, difficult conversation. This is a difficult concept to wrap your head around, and what you're really wrapping your head around is that you're not wrapping your head around it. But let's get to what the main point here is. The awareness is, the emuna is, because it's emuna, because you can't understand it. You can get a feel for it, but you can't understand the fact that you don't really exist and really everything is a shell. How do you do that whenever all your physical experience is not in line with that, and your intellectual experience is not in line with that? Okay, so that's the concept. Now, what does he do with this? We're going to do, it's kind of a walking meditation itself. V'kolze yeshel haven shi'estavik belief. Im loy nachshe tamel baboyis v'ach shemoy be'inyin zeh. Okay, so it's impossible for this to be clinging in your heart if we don't constantly think about Hashem in this way. He's saying we're commanded in these mitzvahs. Okay, these are also, by the way, these mitzvahs are also mentioned. The mitzvahs tamidius, the mitzvahs of the constant mitzvahs are also mentioned at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, along with Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samen. Apparently it's not a coincidence. And he's gonna say, Sharon Savenu b'mitzvah amuna ve'ava ve'yira ve'achdus. Love and fear and achdus. Because you see, all these things are connected, especially when you have in mind that the Tanya says that yira and ava are coming from the thinking about the godless of Hashem. Of course, you can't think about the godless if you're not thinking about his emuna, and I would say also the yichud is an essential part of his godless, as I said. Okay, asher mitzvahs eila ein lehem zman. There's no zman, there's no time, there's no specific time for these mitzvahs, all the time. Raku mechuyim bem kol yimei chayei v'chol rega. You're obligated to these mitzvahs at all time, every moment. Lo yafsik afilu rega. You shouldn't stop even a second. Ukemo she'amar ha'kosev liyira es Hashem aleikecha kol ayomim. The pasuk says, "To fear Hashem your God all your days." And the way the Rambam wrote in Hilchas Yisayah Torah, V'yoseh b'sefer Charedim also mentions this. It's in Perek Echad Mitzvos Hatluyes Belev V'Esher Lakayim Mechol Yoyim, mitzvahs that are dependent on the heart, and you can do them all day. Mishurish Heitiv B'seh. So the Sefer Charedim also explains these. So again, I was saying originally, why is it that I've been giving in class on the introductory aspects of Kabbalah and Chassidus to help understand what Chassidus material when we're learning it. And I said, the reason we really want to know Kabbalah and Chassidus is because I was pointing out you can't really be mekayim even the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem if you don't have some sort of understanding. You can only get that through Kabbalah and Chassidus and Mosar. But you need to have some sort of havana of that in order to be mekayim, to say Shema Yisrael, to really know what that means. And so here we see in this paragraph, and from the context of these prakim and Yosha Divrei Emes, that it's really all the mitzvahs tamidis are really reinforced and expanded by this understanding. And all the mitzvahs tamidis connect you directly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, and to that consciousness. So here we're going to continue with that. What does he say, the Yosha Zimmerman? V'nimsa im niske lezad veikis lakira heitiv belev zach. So if we will be zaycha to this veikis, to know Hashem well, to understand this well with a pure heart, not the way people think that you understand it, not just understanding. What is it to understand? What is it to have bina of these ideas? It means, and what is the das that it says? Yadatas Hashem. What's the lashon? V'yadata es Hashem. V'yadata ayom v'shavos alu v'vecho. It's a lashon das. Also, what is that? She'yira ze b'sichloi. She'keinu b'vada. To know in his mind that it's definitely true. Afilu lo yira avalo yishama mishum adam. Yavin b'atzmoy ze. Even if he didn't see it or hear it from anybody, he knows it on his own. He understands. Al yidei dveikis u'machshavais nashoi ha'machshavais tamid b'Hashem yisparach. Through clinging, connecting, and through through his thoughts that are constantly surrounding by, within, and around Hashem. Ki misha ein mechash ba Hashem yisbarach tamid, because somebody who doesn't always think about Hashem, afal pi shemaymin bezeh, even though he believes Hashem, in Hashem and in the reality of his existence at all times, afal pi kein ein anu be'emes kein mitzuyer l'fanav. It's not really in front of him. Ki tamid mitzuyer rishus ha'ayin b'liboy, bilti mach shvois Hashem yisbarach b'liboy. Because what happens, he always has the world around him as an impression in his mind, and it's lacking thoughts of Hashem. But somebody who doesn't think about the world, but just everything he sees, he thinks about Hashem, and everything that in his existence is dependent, its existence is dependent on him, and with great desire, kasher amarti mashal al zeh. Here's his mashal. What is it that you're doing in order to have this feeling that everything you see, you're just going to think about Hashem and that the thing is tali on it? So here's the mashal. This is an amazing mashal. Mimisha mistakal al bigde isha hayofim. Let's say somebody's looking at beautiful women's clothes, designer women's clothes. Somebody who's chas v'shalom connected to desire of women, so he's not going to really pay attention to the embroidery and the gold. In other words, to like the cut of the clothing and the pattern. He's like, wow, that's a really interesting pattern on this cloak. Rak tekef liboy neifel al chemnas ha'isha shalei veshes. No, he's going to start immediately thinking and having desire for the woman wearing this. Okay? Umi she'eno kein v'libo tayra mechemdas zu. And somebody who's not like that and who has pure of heart from this desire, okay? Or let's say another woman, okay? Mistako kipshutoy al habeged. He looks, he just sees the clothes. So one person is looking and see, wow, look at these patterns, it's nice and embroidery, wow, this is really expensive clothing. And the other person isn't really seeing that. He's seeing something else. So too, to separate by thousands of degrees, right? Between impurity and purity, regarding Kiddush. In other words, this is a mashal. It's right. It's completely different. Somebody who's constantly desiring Hashem, he just sees Hashem. Everything he sees in the world, because his power is what's giving life and energy to this. And you give life to all of them. What if somebody never desires Hashem in his thoughts? So he just sees physicality. Even if you remind him and you ask him, he knows that Hashem is giving existence to everything. He's not connected to this. It's dveikus. He's not connected to that fact. And understand this analogy well, because it is very comparable to the allegory. It's very much like the way it is. It's a really good mashal. It's a great mashal. The idea is, if something's constantly on your mind, okay, and you see that thing, and you see anything, anything could remind you that there's actually, along these lines, a Litvish Gadol said a similar thing about Tchelis. Somebody asked, Tchelis, in the Gemara, it says that Tchelis is blue, it's Tchelis, and then you think of the sea, and the sea is Tchelis, the Tchelis reminds you of the sky, and then that reminds you of the Kisa Kovin. And he says, wow, there's a lot of steps here, like I just see Tchelis, and then I think of the, there's a lot of steps. So he said, the exact same mashal with the beged, and he said so it's the same thing. If you look at the tzitzis and you have a Kadosh Baruch on your mind, so of course you're going to right away think about the Kisa Kavod, if that's, it's going to be more of a reminder. Okay. Similar thing. V'nimsem niskel ezeh dveikus. So let's see, if we reach this dveikus, go vaita, then we'll actually be butzel to Hashem. But he says a little paragraph at the end of Os Yud Beis that's kind of a good summary of this. V'nimsa, turns out, kishenaz nakir zeh sha'anu ke'ayin be'emes, that we are nullified completely to HaKadosh Baruch, v'nin lanu she'ein ba'olam zulas Hashem yisbarach kemay kainam abriya. There's nothing besides Hashem, just like before creation, there's nothing besides Hashem. Az yesh la'Hashem yisbarach kavyachol tainug ha'amiti shemekavim itanu. Then Hashem has the real pleasure that He wants from us. Kedinim ha'av ve'em shemekavim lahoylid benu l'seisoy al zroyim. Just like the father and mother that want to give birth to the son so they can hold the kid in their arms. Kach yesh la'Hashem yisbarach kevyachol tainug mibonav. So Hashem has pleasure from His children. Shebayim lizroysav l'neshiku. Ulidvika, that they come to His arms and they kiss and they hug Him. And all that's through having this awareness and knowledge that Hashem is always here. So let's, after having discussed this and being mistabik to the Kedusha of the words of the Yosha Divrei Emes, who's a Talmud of the Magid, who's a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, and we also invoke the Gra as well, and to hopefully we'll be mekabel some of their shefa, of their Torah, and their kedusha, which is what helps us and allows us to be able to be mispainen in yichud Hashem, and to be able to have dveikus and emuna. It comes from our connection to tzaddikim. So that in mind also. Let's return to our original exercise of coming present. You might want to sit up straight in your chair. You're invited to have your feet on the ground. Some decent posture. Take a breath. To your body. Feeling my hands on the chair. My feet on the ground. Temperature of the room. Sounds in the room. Sound of my breath. Birds outside. Feeling. Heart's beating fast. Calming a bit. Feeling anxious, tired, happy, relaxed, whole. We're right here in a physical body, present with that. Be aware of your thoughts, feelings, to the awareness, the ability to observe your body, your thoughts, your experience, your feelings, and to give names, to describe that. And we know that part of yourself that can observe yourself gives you a connection to your neshama. Your neshama is always there. It's always present. Beyond time. Can't be touched, but it's there and it watches and it knows. And it gives kayach to your body. It's within your body, but it's not your body. Fills your body, but it's not restrained by your body. So too, the Kodesh Baruch Hu fills the whole world, fills you and everything around you. If you want to open your eyes and look around, and you know you perceive different shapes and colors, but you know that it's all really a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing's changed. Was all Hashem before any of the perception of this existed. And it's all Hashem now. Everything we see now in the higher reality that's not our own, but we try to connect to and be aware of. Everything is Hashem. Ein oy novadoy. Shem hu elokim b'shamayim mima'al v'elorz mitachas ein oid. Everything you see, the Shem Tov teaches us. Everything you see, that everything that goes on around you, every person talking to you, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you a message. Tune into that. Just be aware of that. When you open a safer, when you learn from it, that's Hashem talking to you. When your Rebbe tells you Torah, that's Hashem talking to you. When you stub your toe, it's Hashem talking to you. When you hear the birds chirping, that's Hashem talking to you. Just now I heard tires squealing. Just be aware. body you have and that you're experiencing and feeling right now. That it comes from Hashem. He's given you that life energy. And He's giving the matter within you life energy. He's giving it all existence. That's all His power. And His power and Him are no different. That means everything is Him. So I'm going to take this awareness with me. I'm standing up, stretching, looking all around me and through the window, expanding my awareness to see that everything beyond the window, also a shadow. That noise that's coming outside of here that sounds like some sort of broken appliance, that's from Hashem. It's a part of Hashem, and really it is Hashem. Everything is Hashem. When you know that everything's Hashem, you can feel very small. Can feel like you're dissolving into the oneness that is Hashem. Zohar says that one who is big is small, and one who is small is big. Man de have a rav have a Zohar, man de have a Zohar have a rav. Maybe you can experience that when you realize that you're just totally nothing, and the oneness of everything that has existed and will exist and is existing, that one existence, you're just part of that. Try to keep that awareness with you as long as you like. While you continue to listen to this, you could pause it for a while and sit with it. And I'm going to continue to speak just a bit. I think it's important to point out that the consciousness and the yichud havana that the Yosha Divrei Emes is describing, and that is described by the Tzaddikim and Chassidim, it's important to understand, and it's also even, it's described by the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel. But it's important to send, as he emphasizes, is that, the Nefesh HaChaim of course emphasizes the most, is that this isn't our experiential reality that we can comprehend and interact with generally. In fact, well, there's an argument about how often to do it, about be with it. The Yosher Divrei Emes says to do it all the time. But even when you're doing it all the time, you have to be aware that you're not, you're obvious, and this is, it is obvious, that you can't, when you say everything is Hashem, and you're having this awareness, and when you see things and it brings you to that awareness, from your reality and your perception, it's still not Hashem. We don't bow down to tables and chairs, or wood and stone, or statues that are representations of the one God. No, we don't do that. there's a serious prohibition in the Torah. I believe it's the second commandment. And we know because focusing on any physicality and thinking that that's Hashem in a way that we can experience will only bring us away from it. Because the experience is an experience of emuna. It's an experience of not being able to put your finger on it. It's abstract. Yichud Hashem is something that cannot be even really talked about, or Hashem even isn't really. You can't name him, you can't define him in any way. You can talk about what you can't do with him. So it's important to have this in mind. Maybe you don't even need to, it's just pretty obvious, but maybe there are some listeners that should be pointed out to. But again, this is an awareness that when you're being mindful and you're being present and your mind is clear, you want it to be aware of something. And that awareness that you want to be aware of is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you come from that place of awareness, then your thoughts and your feelings and your actions are going to be very different. And what the Baal HaTanya and the Chassidim are telling us is, if as much as we can be in this awareness, and the more we can learn about it, this is just a touch of that. And Kabbalah and Chassidus is all about more and more becoming aware of what we can know about Hashem. And the more we do that, says the Baal HaTanya, the more we know about Hashem and are aware of Him, the more we can have love and fear of Hashem. And as is true of any relationship you have, that the more you connect to somebody, learn about them, be with them, present with them, then the more stronger feelings you'll have towards that person. And it takes investment of time and effort. And we should all be zeicha to make the time and effort, and to be zeicha to have emes dikah dveikus and ava and yira and kedusha and asagas kedoshes and true avo and avoida, and we should do real avoida and be zeicha to simcha amitis.